Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This week, our loud and local band of the week is Stoic FB. Local band of the week, Stoic FB. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
You can see them tomorrow. Tomorrow night at El Corazon, they're playing with Wyatt Only in the Wreckage Den, the Flood, Crossing Crusades. Stoic FB will be a part of it. And they were just on Loud and Local with Kevin last weekend. Did a great acoustic performance, and I'm just happy for these guys. They're putting out some great music, and they're great dudes.
And if you really love local music, man, then you're going to dig 2 solid hours every Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Loud and Local, great music from bands like Stoic FB. Wonderful weekend.
Well, it's nice. It was. It's been a short week for a lot of people, you know, and that's a cool thing. Also,
us. Yeah.
I mean, some people went back to work on Wednesday.
I hear you.
Yeah, some people
had to work on Monday.
They did. Yeah. Those
poor souls.
That's un-American to make somebody work on New Year's Eve.
I agree.
Yeah. And it's great to be celebrating a Blue Friday in January again.
Yeah.
That's nice as well.
You know, what time is that game tomorrow?
5:15 on Fox, right?
Perfect.
Yeah, you'll be there for that. Sure you will.
Absolutely, if I remember.
Yeah, you won't.
Let's get to this game. We've got Jamie and Parkland to take on Steve. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
Good morning, Jamie.
Glad you addressed Danny. That was nice.
Wow. What's she playing for today, Steve?
Pair of tickets to check out Everlast, who's going to be at the Clearwater Casino on January 11th.
Like, kid because we love, right, BJ?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Do we love him? Okay.
I do.
All right.
Yeah.
Love y'all, too.
All right. Tickets for the show is sold out, but you can get information at KSW.com, so here's one more chance for somebody to win these tickets.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah.
Bye, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
That's right. Good. All right, Jamie, get me a song, girl.
For those playing at home, Jamie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jamie, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am.
Head & Shoulders is a brand of shampoo that claims to deal with what common scalp condition?
A dandruff.
Yes. Which famous writer is known as the Bard?
Pass.
With cars, what does the abbreviation SUV stand for?
Pass.
Who played Bill the Butcher in the 2002 movie Gangs of New York?
Pass.
How does James Bond like his martinis?
He likes his chicken. That's third.
Yes. There we go. What is the only continent without any bees?
Ooh. Ah, so not English lit.
What vegetable gets its name for the Latin word for branch?
Oregano.
No.
Thyme.
No.
Oh, celery.
No. What Pacific, what Pacific Ocean trench is the deepest in the world?
Mediterranean.
No. Close.
The Atlantic.
No. Two correct.
Black Sea.
No. No, no. Good job, Jamie.
Come on, guys.
Good job to Deuce.
Wasn't a good job.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to keep our hopes up there.
I'm all about honesty, and I don't want to lie to Jamie. That was not a good job.
Well, I mean, Steve did get a Deuce yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
At the same time, there's a possibility.
Well, that was a mega doo-doo.
Yeah. Anything can happen with mega doo-doo.
Yeah, it is. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Head & Shoulders is a brand of shampoo that claims to deal with what common scalp condition?
Dandruff.
Yes. Which famous writer is known as the Bard?
What?
Which famous writer is known as the Bard?
Bill.
I don't know.
Bill Bardonia.
Bill and Bill Adam Richmond.
No.
Pass. I don't know. The Bard.
With cars. What
Rhubarb?
No. Oh, with cars, what does the abbreviation SUV stand for?
Sports utility vehicle.
Yes. Who played Bill the Butcher in the 2002 movie Gangs of New York?
He gets this.
Oh, my gosh. Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Al Pacino.
No. Ooh. How does James Bond like his martinis?
Shaken.
Yes.
Third.
What is the only continent without any bees?
Oh, that would be Antarctica.
Yes.
Nice.
What vegetable gets its name from the Latin word for branch?
What vegetable?
Branch.
You can
broccoli?
Do this.
Yes.
Nice going.
What Pacific Ocean trench is the deepest in the world?
Equator.
No.
the sea.
No.
The sea time.
The what?
Water.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You win, Steve.
Yeah, sorry, Jamie.
Congratulations, Steve.
Yeah. Thank you,
gentlemen and ladies, for having me on the show.
You're very welcome,
Jamie. Ouch. You know what? You try again, Jamie. I have confidence that you'll get better.
Well, it's my fifth time, maybe the sixth, eh?
Yeah. How many times have you won in those times?
Yeah,
I won a McDonald's ticket, but you guys never sent it to me. But I ain't tripping. I ain't worried about it. I would donate it anyways.
Yeah. I had to come pick it up.
That's the thing, Jamie. You have to pick up your prize.
Keep trying, Jamie.
You're crazy to go to Seattle.
All right. Well, then I'm gonna go pick it up because I like McDonald's.
Have a good day.
You too.
Dude, there's free McDonald's up at the front desk. She hasn't picked it up, and you said she gave us permission
like 5 years ago or something.
I don't care. It's up there.
It probably isn't.
Better still be up there. I want my Mickey D's.
It's probably cleaned out when we moved, man.
Damn it.
Who played Bill the Butcher in Gangs of New York?
Oh, you got... Come on, Vicky. You can do this.
Tom Hardy?
No.
I never saw it.
No. Academy Award-winning actor Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Leo was in that, wasn't he, though, I think?
Yes, he was, yeah. So you picked at least an actor that was in the movie.
I knew that much.
Then the Pacific Ocean Trench, that's the deepest in the world.
I'm stupid and I'm going to... Oh, Dan, you got it?
The Mariana Trench.
Yes. So when she said Mediterranean, she was actually really close with having no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know why you said she was close because of the name. Okay, Mariana.
Yeah, it's kind of close.
I don't even know that trench. Good job, Dan.
It's the deepest in the world.
I have no clue, but now I know, and I still will forget.
It's close to where the Titanic sits. That's why I know.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. Of course.
No, it's not.
I was impressed with Danny.
No, it's not. The Titanic sunk in the Atlantic Ocean, and this is in the Pacific Ocean, you dork.
Oh, I'm just kidding, then.
Oh, really?
I'm falling for it. James Cameron went down there to check it out. He took a submarine that could go down there.
Oh, he went to the trench.
Yes,
but it had nothing to do with the Titanic.
Nothing.
Oh,
other than he used Titanic money.
For Aquaman,
maybe.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Jeez, congratulations, Steve! You won 5 correct.
Call on number 5. You are getting tickets to that sold out show to see Everlast at the Clearwater Casino on January 11th. Caller number 5, 206-421 Rock.
Can I give a quick shout out to our friend Cat Cosplay on Twitter? It's Cat_Cosplay. He got listens, or the cat that listens, and sometimes sends us awesome pictures of the cat dressed up in cool outfits.
Yes.
Because we're talking about Bob Ross, he just sent us, or she sent us a tweet of their cat.
Oh my God.
Dressed as Bob Ross.
That is really good.
And it's insanely awesome.
Wow. That's impressive. You know, I don't usually like these little animal things, but you know, on the Twitters or on the Instagrams, but that actually is that's really done. It's well done.
I gotta retweet that.
That's right. That's up there with that dude that always dresses himself the way he dresses his dog. I always forget his name.
Oh, the brown dog, right? Yeah. The brown haired dog.
Yeah,
and he's got the beard.
I always forget his name.
Something with a toe, Tanner or Topher.
Yeah, Topher.
Topher.
Yeah, that's it. Always and that's right up there with Topher and the dog.
Yep.
Or maybe Topher is the dog. I don't know. Hey, you know, when you run into a celebrity, there is just a protocol that I think we should follow in certain places. And we all have the rule when we're in the bathroom. And I think that no matter what, when someone's in the bathroom, maybe a hello, a hi, especially if it's a celebrity. But that's it, right? You shouldn't bother anybody.
I think a quick hello, even at the urinal, awkward as it is, that's fine, but let's not engage in conversations.
This happened to Julia Roberts.
Unless you're waiting in line to use the urinal, I think that's fine. You can talk while waiting in line. If you had a Seahawks game.
Oh, you're waiting in line,
you know
yes.
What I mean? Like, yeah. You're in line. You're in the bathroom technically, but you're still waiting. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a conversation.
Yeah, that's happened, and that's cool. It happened to Julia when she went home to visit her family in Georgia. They all went to the movies, and she had to use the restroom. And as soon as she went into the stall and sat down, she heard someone say, "Hey, girl in stall number one, were you in Mystic Pizza?" Which, by the way, she was, but really not her most famous movie.
It's funny what certain movies, though, do for certain people.
Yeah.
So I know some people that love Mystic Pizza.
It's a good movie, and I think it's probably what really helped her career. But I think we all know that if you're going to talk about an iconic Julia Roberts movie, it's got to be Pretty Woman. It's not Mystic Pizza.
Yeah.
And Julia said, "Yep, that was me." The woman then slid something under the stall and asked her to sign it. She told she's in the stall, and, you know, if I would have signed it, and I would have signed it with not a pen. I'm like, okay, you want me to sign something for you? Okay, lady, here you go.
Okay, that's a little weird, BJ.
Oh, that's weird that someone's sliding something while I'm doing my business?
I think I would sign it quickly and just get it back to him just to avoid get this awkwardness over.
Yeah.
Or why don't you just wait until, like, make sure you, like, hurry up, get done with your business, and wait outside the bathroom for her.
That's not a bad idea. It's still intrusive, but at least it's not as bad as when someone's doing their business. I mean, she's a human being, and she's got to go number one or number two like everybody else. And I just feel like, oh, man. Wow. Man. So Julia was like, yeah, this is different. This has never happened before.
Is there one celebrity, though, that you're willing to maybe cross the boundaries in order to get the autograph, the picture? You know what I mean? Like that one where you're like, I can't pass up this. Not to the point where you're shoving notes underneath a bathroom thing, but you know, maybe like you see them at a store and you're like, I should probably give them their privacy, but man, I need to say what's up.
Not only will I cross the boundaries, but I'll also cross the streams to get something from Bill Murray.
Rick Moranis? Oh.
Or Rick Moranis. That works too. Yeah.
Bill Murray.
Yeah. No, I just joked it so I could do the cross the streams. It would be, you know what, of all the times that I've had interactions with him, I don't have an autograph of William Shatner. Somebody ruined that for me. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask for one backstage at the Comic-Con until somebody came up with tons of paraphernalia for him to sign, and William was like, I'm done.
Yeah, you don't want to be then the person after that's all going on.
Yeah, so I was like, I guess that shot's gone. I thought after I had a good conversation with him, maybe gave him some info because he asked me a question about social media, I thought he wouldn't mind giving me something since I gave him something, but that got ruined. He's the only guy I think he's been so much to me in my life, whether he knows it or not. I think I probably would cross the line. I kind of already did at Safeco Field one time with a Red Sox broadcaster. I did cross the line, and that was bad.
My first instinct, but I remember I had the opportunity and I didn't do it. So it's funny how, like, you think in your head, you're like, okay, I don't care. No matter what, I'm getting a picture with this guy. But when the moment occurred, I didn't do it because I felt like it would have been just out of line. Was Eddie Vedder. Like, I've never really had an opportunity to get a picture with the guy. And it's like, you know, I like getting pictures with some of my favorite celebrities as a memory so I can look back at some point. And Eddie would be the ultimate, in my opinion. That's Mecca. And there was that time at the Steve Gleason movie premiere where the guys in Pearl Jam went down there to support Steve. And I was talking with Mike McCready, and I realized as we're talking, we're having a fun conversation because Mike's great to us, and he's always super nice, and he makes you feel like he's one of your friends, even though I know I'm not. But you know what I mean? Like, he's super welcoming, and we're BSing, and I realized the third person in our little group is Eddie Vedder, and it didn't dawn on me at first. And then finally, I'm like, wait, Eddie's just sitting in, standing, and listening in on our conversation, smiling, like, just chill. Yeah. Finally, I'm like, hey, man, I'm Steve. He's like, I'm Ed. Nice to meet you. I'm like, duh. But the whole time, I'm like, oh man, I could have asked for a picture then, but it just didn't feel right.
I agree, because it changes it.
It was just also because it was like a passing moment. I felt like, you know, Mike was really cool just to stop and take a moment. And
yeah,
it would have maybe made him feel awkward. And they were there to support their friend. It was a very powerful night for all of them. So I was just like, I don't want to be that guy. Because you never know, if you take a picture, it's going to trigger five other people that are hovering to then be like, oh, if you got a picture, then it's okay for me to get one, too.
And I feel like you were in the cool zone. I feel like Mike talking to you and Eddie hanging out, I feel like they're like, Steve's cool enough, he's not going to do that.
But then on the flip side, and I'm not a huge Macaulay Culkin fan, but I'm not like, I'm not anti-Macaulay Culkin. I think he's awesome.
Well, he's iconic.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're at that WrestleMania in the radio row where all these radio stations are doing interviews with the WWE superstars, and he does a podcast and he's a huge wrestling fan. So he was there. And I was like, I shouldn't bug him. I'm like, hey, Macaulay, can I get a picture with you? And he was great. He was super nice. But I was like, I felt like I was crossing the line because he was there to work and I was there to work. Yeah. But I was like, screw it.
Yeah.
We're all getting pictures with the wrestlers. Why can't I get a picture of Macaulay?
See, that you didn't have a bro down conversation. I think that's okay. Even though it was a line crosser, I think that's acceptable. I do think you would have been kind of douchey if you asked for a picture after having a cool conversation with Mike and Eddie was just hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
I think your instincts served you well.
Yeah, I hope one day I'll get that opportunity, but like, you know.
It would be nice. I agree. There are people like that that I've been backstage with in my world of stuff that I love, and I want a picture, but I go, I can't be that guy. I'm mm-hmm. professional. Plus, they regard me as a professional, and I know once I go fanboy, you can see the look in their eye changes, and they go, oh, I thought you were this kind of guy, but no, you're that kind of guy.
You're that kind of guy who likes pictures with me.
I know. It sucks, but because they get hounded so much, especially when they're at some of these conventions and their job is to get paid to have pictures taken with them, and then when you go, hey, I gotta have a granted, I think Lou Ferrigno should have at least talked to us.
You know, no, he did. He told me, he talked to me to tell me how much he would charge for a picture with him, and it was $50.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno.
What about you, Vicky?
I was thinking, like, okay, one of my legends, but even then, I think if I'm gonna do something really dumb to get in front of them, I think somebody who would appreciate it would be Ryan Reynolds.
Mm.
And it's not because, like, everyone says, oh, he's so dreamy, I want, you know, that's why you want to meet him. But no, I think he'd just be a really fun person to talk to, even for a couple minutes.
He's
a
rare dreamy guy that actually is really funny. You don't really find that in people, but Ryan Reynolds is like, yeah, it's almost like good looking is, he doesn't even know he's good looking.
And from what I hear, because I have a few friends that are like makeup artists and stuff, he's actually really, really nice in person. So that makes it even better.
Oh, yeah, he'd probably have fun with you. I mean, you know.
Conversation-wise. Yes, platonically.
Platonically. Seriously, I totally get it. I was having breakfast with Robbie Krieger of the Doors, of all the people. And he said, I had a nice conversation with him, and I was glad I didn't ask him for a pic or a signature. Yeah, you had a moment. You had a really cool moment.
Yeah, you had that moment until you lose your mind, which, I mean, you know, is going to happen to all of us if we live long enough.
Yeah.
You're going to have that forever as opposed to a stupid picture, which you can just, it just changes everything. And I've done it. That's why it's like, even though I don't have a picture with, you know, with some of those guys I wanted to, I had moments, which I'm glad. They looked at me like I was on their level, at least as we were both doing a thing together. We were working together. Mm-hmm. I like that better than having a picture.
What about Danny?
Mine, actually, it happened with Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah.
I was down in Newport, California, and he was at this small little fast food place, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Billy Joe Armstrong.
He was down in the Newport Beach area?
Yeah, they have a recording studio down there.
I didn't know this.
Recording one of their albums, and I was like, should I go? And I ended up asking him as he was walking out if I could take a selfie with him, and he's like, sure, but we gotta do it real fast. And I did, and right when I took the selfie, everyone in the place realized it was him, and he took off, and they could not catch him. I was the only one that got a picture of him. But I had that moment of like, I probably shouldn't, because I didn't want him to get mobbed.
Well, he actually said this to you right when you asked.
What the f***?
Yeah, pretty much.
That is amazing that he did. I think of all people that would say, for the very reason of what happened, sorry, buddy. I would think Billy Joel Armstrong would have no problem saying no.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I was just like, I'm just a really big fan. And he was just like, yeah.
That happened to my buddy Munson when we were at a wrestling thing in L.A. Remember when we went for SummerSlam and we were at the same bar as all the wrestlers and they're just drinking, having a good time. And it was one of the guys, and Munson went up to, I think it was Jack Swagger at the time who was wrestling there. And he point blank was just like, no. And at first, both of us like, oh, harsh. And then he like said, hey, man, I'm not trying to be rude. I just, if I could take a picture with you, there's other people here.
Yeah.
It's just going to lead to just a scene, and I'm also here with all my wrestling buddies, you know, or my coworkers, as he said. It's just like, I just don't feel like, it's just going to be a headache.
Yeah.
And then once he explained it, we're like, oh, no problem. We're going to go back and get more drunk.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. And see, that's a nice way to handle that on both sides.
So he says, I was at the last Seahawks game. Walter Jones walked right past me. All I could do was stop and stare with my mouth open. Once he got past me, I was pissed at myself. I would have loved a picture with him.
Hey, you know what, dude? We take that for granted because we got to take pictures with Big Walt. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is a good dude. I think he probably would have been fine with it because he's just such a, you know, again, the mountain of a man and how amazing of a player he was. And again, like Vicky says, some of these guys you meet who are just the nicest people, it is amazing because you go, wow, dude, I don't know if I'd be as nice as you if I had the kind of career you had.
Right. He pushes SUVs in the offseason to
exactly.
train.
I think if I had your skills and your fame, I don't know if I'd be that nice. It's nice that he's nice. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it's up for grabs. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever it is you want to bring to the table, you're getting the speaker, you're getting the gavel, you're getting the microphone, you get it all.
You go.
But Steve, he does have one rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and it's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, get gonged.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Eric in Puyallup, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Eric. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Okay, so you guys are talking about celebrity encounters?
Yes.
And, well, when I called into the Rev, and I remembered I have a second one. My first one was with Nathan Fillion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's the guy that's in the show called The Rookie, and he was Castle for a long time. And, of course, our sci-fi guys know him.
Right, and, course, yeah, and Firefly yeah. Before that. So I went to Emerald City Comic Con a couple years ago, and I paid for the photo op. Yeah, I surprised my girlfriend with it.
Nice.
And I was wearing my Malcolm Reynolds T-shirt that I bought from his website. It supported his charity.
Oh, that's cool.
And you know, he was like real welcoming and stuff like that. And but after the photo, he was like, "Hey, thanks for supporting the charity. Can I autograph your T-shirt?" I was like, "Okay, you can autograph my T-shirt."
Whoa, nice move.
That'd be great if you charged him. That'd be $5 if you want to autograph it.
And you have to make him stand in line too. Go, yeah, Nathan, you can, but you have to pay me $5, and you just stand that line for a half hour, and then I'll let you autograph my shirt. Nice,
exactly. And do you have time for a quick second one?
Yeah.
So it was with Jay Buhner. I was at the airport, and I'd seen him there a couple of times because he has like a house in Montana or something like that. And I was up there getting coffee, and I saw him like from like across the way, and I went running over there like an idiot, and I said, "Hey, Bone, you mind if I get a photo with you? Like, you're my girlfriend's favorite baseball player, and it would just really get under her skin if I had a photo with you." And he was like, "Sure, dude, no problem."
Yeah. I mean, everything I've heard about Bone is that he's an awesome guy. And,
yeah, he.
That's the one guy.
Yeah, he's.
Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry. Okay, well, you know what? It's nice talking with Eric. You and I cannot seem to get our time. We can't get synced.
It's the worst. It's like when you're trying to Skype with someone, is that it's a half a second delay.
Yeah.
And you just as soon as you start talking, they start talking.
And Bone is famous. You know, Jay Buhner is always going to be famous in the world of Seinfeld.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's, you know, the whole... And that was Larry David playing the part of George Steinbrenner complaining about the trade that the Yankees made with the Mariners, which basically sent Jay Buhner from the Yankees to the Mariners. And he screamed Jay Buhner's name. And I'm thinking, you know, if you're Jay Buhner, you know, if you
part
can't,
of history.
Yeah. If you you know, that you can't ask for anything better. You've transcended your sport. So I think that's always a cool thing, because I never really knew who Jay Buhner was back in those days. I didn't follow the Mariners much, and it was like, oh, he's the Seinfeld. It's the same guy that they're screaming about on Seinfeld. That's awesome.
There was a couple of instances that happened recently when I hurt my knee. I was going to get knee rehab. I was going to a place for my buddy Ben, and it was an awesome dude. And I'm working, and he's, but they have also like legit athletes that go there. It's like some really cool place in Bellevue. And one time I was getting my knee worked on, I look over, and also getting his knee worked on during the regular season earlier, it's Bobby Wagner. I was just like, at first I did a double take. I'm like, that's not Bobby Wagner. There's no way it's Bobby Wagner. It was after a Hawks game. It was like on a Monday.
Wow.
And he's just going there just to kind of loosen up his body. No injury. Just like kind of like one of those things where I think that muscle activation therapy just to kind of loosen everything up. And I was like, that was just insane. But of course, I'm not going to bug him while he's getting rubbed down. And I'm like, hey, you get rubbed down too over there, huh? But the one that happened then after that one, which really kind of, then he's no longer on the team, but it was still like a cool moment because I've never been that close to a huge baseball star. Was Robbie Cano was there one time.
Ooh.
It was right after the Mariners season done.
You're going to a legit place if those guys are there.
Well, they're going to a legit place because I was there.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that, yeah.
The local celebrity, Steve Nakes here.
That I forgot. Yeah, they're like, hey, where does Steve go? Because we want to get our muscles activated where he goes.
That was cool, man. Like, I wasn't going to talk. You know, it's like one of those places where you feel like that's their privacy and not going to cross the line and be like, hey, what's up, guys? Good season. Hope you'll be back next year.
Yeah.
But it was still cool to be able to see that, like, Robbie Cano 5 feet away from me.
Yeah, you know, you just wouldn't think that those guys would go to a place you'd go to. That's what I always think.
Well, I don't think I really belong there.
Like, you're the one that's really shouldn't be there, and then why are they letting you in?
No, I was lucky. Because luckily, Ben's an awesome dude.
See, I don't know if I've ever been places where I've seen people like that. You know, maybe, I guess, I mean, there's, you know, I mean, all I do is board games, so it's not like Robbie Cano's going to come in and play a board game.
Well, back in the, before he's no longer on the, what's his name, Cassius Marsh.
Oh, yeah, Martin. Yeah. That guy could have run into a Mox, actually, you're right.
He was a big gamer as well.
Yeah.
Board gamer or whatever.
Yeah, he was a big Magic the Gathering fan.
Oh, yeah, he still is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was sad when he was on the team. I thought, hey, there's a geek I know.
I know.
He's
Speaking
gone.
Of football, we did get a text message from somebody. Welcome back, everyone. Missed y'all.
All right.
Wanted to know, hey, did you guys ever figure out who won the blue ball for fantasy football from Chris and Puyallup?
I totally forget this. What are we talking about?
Our fantasy football league.
Oh, the blue ball, the league itself.
So, you know, because the season ended.
Yes.
And in the finals, I was in the finals taking on...
How are you in the finals?
Because I had a great team, BJ.
That's
great general manager.
That's what it was.
Put it all together, and that's what happens. But I was in your boy, the man that was doing your job.
Mike Hawk, that's
Mike
right.
Mike Hawk was the guy I had to take on in the finals.
You all laughed when I appointed him GM.
You didn't appoint him GM. He accidentally got logged in and became part of it, and you didn't want to do this fantasy football, so you made him your guy.
That's what I did.
So it was him and I in the finals. He won the championship.
Which
is hilarious that Mike Hawk won the BJ and Migs fantasy football tournament when he's not even on the show.
I claim that for me.
All right, let me get the prize.
Yes. Okay, cool.
My favorite.
You could do it after. Okay.
Vicky. See, this is Vicky. It doesn't matter. We're doing a radio show.
She just walked out.
I know she did. She's, you know, she totally doesn't understand that we're doing a show.
Completely unnecessary.
I know it is. Completely. And she thinks she's doing a good thing right now.
Yeah, she got excited.
She doesn't understand that she's at a professional job.
I lost to him by 3 points.
Oh.
Uh-oh. There's the golden truck nuts.
And they just broke.
And you just broke it.
So
our first winner, you got to write in Mike Hawk.
Yeah, Mike Hawk's the winner.
He's our.
Put my name in there too, because he was. I hired him.
Here's the funny part: I lost by 3 points. Had I played a different defense other than the Seahawks, I would have won.
Oh no!
It was the game against the
Niners.
No, against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh yeah.
So at first it looks like I'm winning this. This is great. And then it's just, I'm watching the points go down and down with each.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a bittersweet moment to be so happy that, and look, I was more happy that the Seahawks won than I lost a stupid fantasy football. It was like no money on the line. It was golden truck nuts, which would be pretty sweet to have.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I only played the Seahawks because I just needed to have something Seattle on my team.
That's a tough game. Have the defense on just because, you know, Mahomes is what he is.
So congratulations, Mike Hawk. You are the winner of the BJ and Migs Fantasy
Mike.
Football League.
Who came in last?
Not me.
I was really happy about
Sarah.
That.
It had to be Sarah.
I had to have been, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sarah and Joey actually brought up the rear.
Good job, kids.
Nice.
How did Joey screw this up?
So, I don't know.
See, because
everyone people, just checked out.
People
need to put money on this.
Oh, did he check out? You really check? Oh, because people who know football, it's always great when you see them lose. The ones that really follow the game and know the game and are really serious about fantasy football, and then the people like Vicky that don't know a damn thing end up doing well in the season. Yeah. You gotta love that.
Versus, why would you play the Hawks defense against the Chiefs? I know. You're right. And I even thought, you know what? I should stop being the homer and just
Yeah.
And strategize. This is the championship. But I was like, you know what? They got me here. Well, they didn't. Everything else did.
Yeah. Good job, Mike Hawk. See, yeah. I'm gonna. You know what? He gets to keep his job for another season. We renewed his contract. Oh, yeah, he will represent my
team. He's got a beautiful trophy now.
Good job, Mike.
I like that you had to put
put my name on there, too. Mike was our guy. Oh, perfect. Mike Hawk and BJ Shea. What a team. A team of winners.
A post-it note on a piece of wood with a golden truck nut.
I ran out of time.
I will pose with that. Make sure you take a picture of me with my trophy, please.
Well, congratulations. I think next year, if we do this fantasy football thing, we need to have some kind of serious stakes on it. Like, if you lose.
I got no problem with that. Mike is my man. He's going to be my coach. I let him make all the decisions. That's how I run the front office, Steve. See, you, the kind of general manager, you would even hire a head coach. You try to do it all on your own.
I did pretty good.
You did all right, but you didn't beat Mike Hawk. Best coach in fantasy football. Mm. There you go. And I would be, of course, the best general manager.
Well, he's the general manager. You're more like the president.
All right, whatever.
Owner.
Whatever it is. You know what? We're a great team.
Fair enough.
All right, it is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock on Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Let's go to Anthony in Seattle. Anthony, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What you got, buddy?
Hey, so my celebrity encounter. This was a few years ago. Marcus Trufant every year does like a charity bowling event.
Oh, yeah.
And so my family's restaurant one year was one of the sponsors. So, you know, we got to come and bowl and, you know, a whole bunch of the Seahawks players were there just hanging out, signing autographs and stuff. And as I was walking in, Marshawn Lynch was standing right outside. And he was being bothered by some of those crazy Seahawks fans, you know, that wear the wigs and paint their faces and do the whole dress up thing, man. And
stop. I could tell,
like, he was so annoyed, you know, looking at him, man. He was so annoyed with these people. They're like, oh my God, can I take a picture, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh man. So I'm standing there and I want to say something to him, but I was just like so starstruck. I didn't know what to do. So I just looked at him, gave him like the little head nod, you know, like the acknowledgement, like the what's up, man. And he, you know, gave me one back and then he was gone, man, just took off. Like you could tell he didn't want to be there, did not want to be bothered.
Yeah. Love and appreciate that.
You do feel like, at least from what we know about Marshawn, and I don't know a lot, that he does just appreciate some quiet time and doesn't like to be bothered a whole lot. Probably thought your interaction was cool because it was really low maintenance.
I just did not want to bother him. You know, he's one of those guys where it's like, maybe if it was another player, it would have been different. But I was like, ah, man, I just can't be that guy to bug Marshawn, you know. And also, BJ, I got a good story for you, man. So I know you're a huge Star Trek guy, and I am as well. So we have a family friend who is like Trek mania. She's got an entire room in her house full of memorabilia.
That's not Star Trek, Steve.
That was RTD2, by the way.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's awesome. She's like, she's been to all the conventions, met the entire cast, got photos with all of them. And actually, when she met Leonard Nimoy, she said he was such an amazing person and such a nice guy that she became like friends with him and would start to, you know, email with him, would go out to lunch with him.
Wow.
Yeah. Like his family would like send her Christmas cards. And so she has all this stuff on display. Like her and his son still have email correspondence back and forth. And so, you know, you were saying like you missed your opportunity to get Shatner's autograph, and I'm like, oh no, man, you should have just asked him for it, because it's one of those things where it was just so cool to look at and have that memory.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I'm glad she got to have that. That's cool. You know, we've interviewed Leonard, and every time we did, when he was alive, he was a great guy. Mm-hmm. Had a chance to interview his son too, because he did a great documentary about him and his dad, and Adam was great. Can I give a quick shout out to Rainn Wilson?
Sure.
Because Rainn Wilson is part of the Star Trek universe now because he plays a character named Harry Mudd, and he does a great job with that. He just directed and starred in a Short Treks episode, which is like a little mini episode of Star Trek Discovery. It was great. He directed it. He was the Harry Mudd character in it, and I won't spoil it for anybody because it just dropped last night.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, but he was really good. God, I love Rainn Wilson in this role, and the fact that he directed it too is like, man, this dude is he does some good stuff. And new season's coming up. Just I think a week and a half. It's going to be in the season.
Let me check my
Discovery.
Calendar.
Do it.
Written down.
Do it. I think it's the 17th. It's they're dropping the new Star Trek season. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I forgot to put it down.
Come on, Steve.
I got it now.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Nate. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. By the way, it's the CBS All Access app. That's where you can get the show.
Duh.
Yeah, come on. Let's go to Nate. Nate and Everett, you're on The Rock.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
Good morning, Nate. Welcome to the show, sir.
How's it going, guys?
Not too bad, buddy. What you got?
So, Steve will probably appreciate this more than anyone else, but about 20 years ago, I was working at a Waffle House in the middle of Arkansas. We're talking, like, out in the middle of nowhere, and it was just me and one girl working about 2 o'clock in the morning. About 2 o'clock in the morning, she comes up, and she goes, "Hey, there's this guy that's out there. He's really big. He's kind of scary looking. Would you mind taking care of this?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure. I don't mind." So I go walking out, and there's this man. He is just massive. He takes up almost a whole booth. I'm a big guy, and I was like, "Okay, this guy's a little scary, but, you know, we'll manage." So I come around the corner, and I sit down a couple napkins. I was like, "Hey, thanks for coming in the Waffle House. Would you guys like to start off with a, oh, my God, you're Sid Vicious."
Oh, the wrestler.
Oh, wow.
And man, you see these wrestlers on TV and you're like, okay, that's a big guy, but you don't put it into terms until you're actually sitting in front of them. But he just looks at me and he goes, "Man, please don't, please." I was like, no, it's cool, it's cool. He's like, no, me and my daughters, we're going camping. We're just hungry, we're tired. Just please don't. I was like, no, man, don't worry about it. I'm
please
sorry. Here, you know, what do you guys want? So 2 o'clock in the morning, I end up waiting tables and cooking for Sid Vicious and his daughters. And I ended up just comping them the whole meal because, I mean, I was like, man, how often will I meet someone like you?
I don't know if you ever saw the video. It's one of the most iconic videos of all time. I imagine, Nate, you've seen it. The video of Sid Vicious breaking his leg.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen this.
Oh, dude, it's the most gnarly leg breaking. He's jumping off the second rope, and I have the video for you to see, VJ. If you just type in Sid Vicious breaks leg on YouTube, and as he jumps, he plants bad.
Oh!
And his leg just, and you can see it in the
floppy leg.
It's like that flew with a Theismann. Remember?
Yes.
It's like on that level.
Oh, that is so bad.
It's just.
Oh!
Snaps in half. Oh. Yes!
Happy Friday, BJ.
No, don't show me that.
Oh, that's horrible. Well, here's
imagine?
Here's a waffle, Mr. Vicious. Hope your leg's okay.
Please don't break my leg.
Appreciate the call, Nate. Thanks, man.
That was like one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Really?
Oh. Oh, that's horrible.
Just snap.
Boy, that, I mean.
So this is before the show they told Sid to break a leg.
Yeah.
You take it literally.
Wow. That's just nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. No, thank you.
Could you? Oh, man.
Damn, dude.
And it's just like you just see. I mean, the boot obviously keeps it. It just looks like it just snapped in half. I mean, it did. It snapped in half.
Yeah. It's a good thing he had a boot like that because that might have just been see you later. Oi. Oh. Oh. It's listeners on the loose.
That was fake, though. That really didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't happen.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, boy, totally. They did a really good job with those special effects.
Totally fake.
206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Says, speaking of seeing celebrities, I saw BJ at Costco in Issaquah. I was with my son.
That was me.
I had to do a double take. I tried to find the courage to say hi and get a picture with him. By the time I found the right moment, he went into the damn bathroom. I almost waited for him to come out, but I decided not to.
Oh, sorry, man.
Keep rocking from Chris.
It definitely was me because I go to the Costco bathroom a lot.
And next time, just go in there and slide him a note under the stall.
Yeah, that's it.
I just crawl square under the stall.
That works too. Yeah.
Get a selfie.
You know, I'm learning more and more, and I feel badly because it's like when they say no, then I feel like an idiot. But I know that people are just very courteous and don't want to they want to take a picture, but they don't ask. Mm-hmm. So I always say if somebody, you know, like, you know, watches the show, they come up and they go, "Hey, I love of the show, I always say, hey, you have a phone? You want to take a picture? And I feel awkward doing that. But
that sounds so snarky. It sounds douchey.
I know, but I know people.
Do you want a picture with this?
I know. Which is why I hate doing it. But I know guys like this guy, sometimes they don't want to bother you, and they don't, but they would love to have a picture. You don't ever do that, huh? You don't
never.
Ever?
No.
Yeah,
I couldn't say that without sounding like the worst thing in the world. Maybe for my heel persona when I wrestle as local celebrity Steve Miggs, that would be that would be a good thing to do. Here, would you like a picture with this?
Well, yeah, I know, but I've just had so many people get texts like that, go, God, I would have taken a picture. I would have asked for a picture, but right. I was nervous. So now I go, I'm just going to make it part of the thing. If somebody like stops
me. What if they say no?
Then I feel like an idiot, but I feel like I want to give anybody opportunity who really wanted a picture but was too shy to ask. I just, you know, I feel like, you know, I would like to, like, there are a lot of people I've been around that I don't, even in studio here, I know we take pictures with somebody like who, because it's part of just doing the social network, but I still feel awkward saying, hey, celebrity, can I have a picture with you, even though it's part of the job. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, well, maybe other people feel the same way.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Your heart's in the right place. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know
what you're trying to do, and I would just be the one that in my back of my head, like, what? The one time.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
One time you do it, and they say no, and you're just going to feel like you're like you think your poop doesn't stink.
Exactly. You know I've had that happen. A guy goes, no, I don't want your picture.
Like, why would I want your picture?
Yeah, okay.
What am I going to do with your picture?
Yeah. Yeah, I did actually.
It's like my autograph then?
Yeah, there was a guy that I was in a store with. We had a long conversation, and he was a big fan of the show. And I'm like, hey, dude, you got a phone? You got a picture? He goes, nah, I don't need a picture. And then he just walked away. And I'm like, wow, I feel like such a douche. So, but I still will do it. I mean, I'll try anyway. All right.
Just walk around with 8x10s.
That's a better idea. There you go, buddy.
No, it's not.
You want to sign this? I'll sign it for you. All right, it's time to answer one of the big questions of 2019, Steve. Could be the most important question we'll face this year.
Okay.
What do Ryan Castle and robots have in common, Steve? You know they're taking over.
They are.
I'll tell you what they have in common at 9:53 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and robots have in common?
I have batteries in me.
What? Like battery powered or just in you?
Yeah, no, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want none of them.
Would you repeat the question or the answer?
Oh, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like Steve's losing a couple of batteries.
Are they D-cell? Because that's pretty...
He's laughing because I accidentally farted.
That's what
we couldn't hear because we had the headphones on.
I didn't have headphones on.
I was like, oh, man, I think I skirted that one. And then looked at Vicky, she's like, did you just fart? And I'm like, oh, crap, your headphones
you
are off.
You were caught.
Oh, she caught you. She caught you dropping.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks, Steve.
You dropped a few batteries.
It's one of the joys of doing your own show.
Yeah.
It's just you and your brand.
That's delightful.
Well, one texter says both get serviced regularly by a team of nerds.
Yeah.
And BJ has both do his job for 2019 because he gained so much weight over the holidays.
Wow. So true. I need a robot.
I also need lubrication.
Yeah. How about PepsiCo is going to bring snacks to college students via robots?
Thanks, Pepsi.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Hey, making the stoners less active. That's
make me
call.
More fat. Having a robot bring me snacks. That's great.
Right.
Ryan Castle, he's up next with your morning 12-pack. Go Hawks!
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
They're saying if you make good eye contact, that's a good first impression you make on folks.
People have called me out on it. Like, I try to, like, look at, like, the top of your heads or something. It weirds me out to look at people's eyes.
Yeah.
Not because they're eyeballs, but I feel like I can see into their soul.
Well, you can. I mean, that's the idea.
Yeah. Well, nobody should see into your soul.
No.
Well, first of all, they'll see, like, oh, you don't have one.
I just, whenever I look at BJ, I'm just glad I'm not a hooker because he gives me that Gary Ridgway, I'm going to kill you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. one of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.